Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Hilarious. Brett, Luke, and Bears. I was just talking to Pastor Brett up in Denver. You gotta hear this. Brett, my goodness, man. I hear you and Luke went camping.
Yes, we went camping.
And there's like bears in them there woods or something.
Yes, there's bears. Would you like me to tell you the story about the bear?
I cannot believe this thing. I thought it was only like in the movies or something. Tell me what happened.
No. Okay. So Luke comes to visit me, and Luke's about to go in the Navy, so we decided to do the father-son camp out. So we loaded everything up in the back of the truck, and we went up to the mountains. So we get up there, and we stay at one of these remote campsites. And on the entranceway coming in, one of the signs said, "Beware of bears." And so we sat down, we made our camp, you know, we got things ready. And I fixed some lunch, and we sat down to eat. Now, at this time, Colorado was in a drought, so we had to cook on a camp stove. We sit down for lunch, and Luke is sitting there, and he's looking all around. He's looking behind him. He's looking to the side. And I said, "Son, what are you doing?"
I got a question for you. Are you camping in a tent, a camper? You're in a tent. You're in a tent in the woods. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm sorry. I just didn't realize. Okay, you're in a tent. Okay.
Tent in the woods. So we're roughing it, right?
Uh-huh.
So Luke is looking around. He's looking behind him to the sides. And I said, what are you doing? I'm keeping an eye out for bears. I said, "You don't have to worry about those signs. There's no bears up here. You don't have to worry about that. They just put that out so that you'll put your food up." And he was like, "Okay." So that night, we froze our tails off. It was cold. And we only had Florida sleeping bag. I didn't think about getting sleeping bags for Colorado. So we're sleeping in the truck. We're sleeping any place that was warm.
Right.
So the next morning, poor Luke, he's shivering. I mean, he's literally shivering. And I said, "Son," I said, "now we can go back to the house and have breakfast, or I can cook it here." And he said, "Dad, let's go back to the house." I said, "All right." And then as we're breaking camp, so I take down the tent, Luke's helping, and we're getting everything ready, and we throw it in the back of the truck, and we have one more item left, and it's a big big storage container where we put everything in, and it's sitting on the picnic table, and I said, "Luke, check that out," and off to the side, I see a bear coming. Mm. And I said, "Check that out. I told you, Dad. I told you." So I said, "Son," I said, "if the bear comes up here, let's walk down to the truck very slowly, you know, just purposefully walk down to the truck. Don't run. And we'll get into the truck till it passes." He said, "Okay." So the bear stops and looks at the back of my truck. He sees a cooler.
Mm.
And he starts coming up the little hill toward us. I said, "Okay, Luke. Down we go." Now, this bear is probably 30 feet away from us, so he could break out to a run, and we're hat.
Mm-hmm.
So we go down to the truck, and I jump in, and Luke's side's locked, and he's pulling up on the door. Let me in. So I open up the door, and I let him in, and we're sitting there, and the bear starts going through our campsite.
Oh my
goodness. Unbeknownst to me, the only thing that was edible in the tote container with some hamburger buns, and the bear found them, and he takes them off to another spot, eats them, and so this is probably about 15 minutes time elapse. So the bear comes back into our camp. We're still in the truck now. We're not out because we're not sure where the
bear is.
You're
not. You're not.
No. I had that encounter. So the bear comes through our campground again, and it goes down to a couple that were in another site. And the truck, the bear is sniffing around their campsite, and it goes back. And now the truck that they had was a full F-150 size truck, and they had a topper on the back, a camper topper, that where all their stores supplies were.
Mm-hmm.
And the bear starts shaking the truck, literally shaking the truck like it was going on a four-wheel drive vehicle. You know, it was shaking. And it pops the screen out, gets the grub. Well, they stick their head out of their tent, and they said, I said, hey, don't get out of your campsite. There's a bear in the camp. And they said to me, are you going to scare it away? I said, no, it's a bear. I'm not going to scare it away. So anyways, the bear finally walks away, you know, gets their food, goes to another campsite. And so we got some great pictures. I got a little video of the bear going through our tote container, our storage container, getting our hamburger buns. And it was an experience.
So what's there? Wait a minute. You said you wanted to take me out there camping when I come up to Colorado. What is up with this? I'm not going to camp with some big, huge. What's the secret? They give you the secret for keeping bears away?
Well, you know, after that, I did find some things out.
What'd you find out?
That if you bang some pots and pans together, they'll leave. If you have a bell on your backpack, that they'll hear it and they'll usually stay away. You know, we've done some things, so
I think I would bring the Liberty Bell.
Yeah. No.
The thing that still happens today is Luke and I can joke about it, and his famous words is, "I told you so, Dad." There are bears.
I don't think I'm going to go camping in Colorado. I'm going to wear a Liberty Bell. It's going to be a big bell. Look, smart, right? Bell.
Yeah, come home.
Smart. Yeah. Yeah. That's always. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. I think I'm more of a camper in like a Holiday Inn.
I've seen you camp.
Yeah. of all the people to be taken an entire whoever camping, that I would have been the last.
Yeah.
One. Well,
yeah.
No.
Got a sense of humor.
I would have been the second to last. John would have been the first to last.
I would have
been
the second to last. That's right.
He didn't even know not to sleep on the route.
No, they think about moving.
You could have moved your sleeping bag over all night long for Jesus.
I was too fatigued. I'll just lay
anywhere. Hey, we need to dig out that footage. We got to dig out that
footage. We got to find that. That's hilarious.
The early days. Point the camera at me. I'm trying to do an interview for Jesus, man. Boop, 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 boop. It was like early days. It was tough.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness. You know, when you're prophesying a Malachi mandate, it is really tough. Mm. John slept on a root.
On a root.
He slept on a root. I mean, it was a tired.
A big root.
How'd it feel? So did it feel good?
This is the man that he thinks.
So exhausted.
This man thinks roughing is like going to Destin, you know, and getting a condo. That's what he thinks roughing it is. You know what I'm saying? I was in a paddle boat. I was like, that's not roughing it. That's like a lap of luxury out there, man.
Let me tell you something. Not a good idea to sleep on a root. Don't try it.
Right.
Don't try it.
You were much younger then. Today, that would be, you know.
That would be devastating. I'd be in the ER right now.
Right.
I got a broken back.
I'm sorry. I'm having a flashback. Okay. So, no, I don't camp. Anyway, so except for I'm going to go to Colorado. Imagine the mountains and the streams.
Well, not now.
Well, not Boulder. You know, we need prep for Boulder.
No doubt.
We'll be talking about that tomorrow, but I don't want to get ahead of ourselves.
Mm-mm.
We have so much to share with you, and I'm looking forward to the day that Brett and I go out there. We're going to be like the priest in the temple. We're going to have bells hanging off our robes. Ding, 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 ding. Banging pots and pans. What are you doing? I don't want to, because bears will tear you up.
Man.
Oh, they will tear you up. I know one thing I remember I talked about before, but we call it the squirrels, like a Cujo squirrel. These squirrels attacked us. And you think, a squirrel. A squirrel, but we were in a state park.
Raccoons?
No, well.
That's a different time.
I've had a lot of attacks. We're not going to talk about all the attacks. But I was, Jared and I, we went out to a state park, and we were camping and doing the camping thing, you know. We were in a tent, you know, you're my kind of camping. We had like a television in our tent.
Microwave.
No.
The extension cord goes all the way back to the truck.
It had like this is a while back. We could play a videotape and we're going to watch Ben-Hur. We're going to go out there and we're going to watch Ben-Hur, right?
Oh.
So we are in this tent in the midst of all these other campers out there that had these big old Pace, Arrow, and Vega type things. And we're in a tent. We're roughing it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're watching Ben-Hur and we got it cranked. We got it cranked, man. I mean, Ben-Hur's got his stuff going on. He's racing around the tracks and stuff. We're just all into this, you know. And all of a sudden, this voice out of the middle of nowhere. We're not even thinking about outside of our tent. We had this false sense of security, like we're safe. It's like, turn that thing down. We might have jumped out of our skin.
That was like, the bear.
No, that was the one in the camper neck. We were at, it was so loud, it was interrupting his condo camper over there.
Oh, you don't like stuff loud, do you?
No. Oh, no. No.
No. Anyway, so.
Speechless.
And so, but you got to be able to. You got to drown out all the voices.
Yeah.
All the voices. There's a lot of voices. There's a lot of voices. What did you say? We're praising God right now. Excuse me. What did you say? Here, talk to me after we finish worshiping God. Thank you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, now is not the time.
Right.
And you used to tell people to just say, shh, but now you just crank it up. Can you read lips? Well, you can't hear what Jezebel's saying now. Anyway, listen. So we go to go do something. And we come back to our campsite, and we had encircled by bushes and all this kind of stuff. You know, it was a nice, pretty cool campsite. And we had this big, huge Tupperware type thing. Not Tupperware. It is Rubbermaid. Rubbermaid. And it's locked down. Our food is locked down. So it's this firm lockdown, you know, hot dog buns, hammer buns, you know. Of course, I bring a full supply of everything in there when I can. Like,
oh, yeah.
Oh, refrigerator, everything.
And so we come back. We pull up, and there's a squirrel on top of our Rubbermaid, food storage device. Well, you just think, you know.
Was this in the daytime?
Yeah, it was in the daytime.
Okay.
The daytime. And we looked at it. And we got out of it, fixing to run it off, and the squirrel bowed up at us. It bowed up at us and literally took a chunk. It bit a chunk out of the Rubbermaid thing, spit it like over the air, and then took a leak right on top of our Rubbermaid.
Oh,
right?
Oh my goodness.
And we were literally, the hair on the back of our neck was standing up, and then all of a sudden there was five other squirrels in trees all the way around our circle.
Those squirrels are tough.
And they started going, we're like grown men running for our lives from squirrels. And I'm like, oh, I can imagine what I'd be with a bear, right?
Oh, gosh.
This is kind of, can you believe that? I'm telling you, camping.
Wow.
Why? Mm. Why? I mean, if God's brought us into this particular level of blessing, let's just thank him for it. Let's move in, turn the air conditioner on, pull back the covers, fluff up the pillow, lay down and take a nap.
I know.
And sleep in peace and comfort, right?